When it hurts, I pray. I pray.
Are you ready?
Be inspired, show.
The unpredictability of life will remain unpredictable.
But everyone needs and deserves a better person.
Of inspiration.
What's up, ladies and gentlemen? Welcome to the Be Inspired Show with your one and only gentleman right here on Active FM. Hope everyone is fantastic and everyone's enjoying their day. You know, in life we continue. Okay, so obviously today I'm alone. Normally I have guest speakers, but everyone's busy. So, and today's topic will be interesting. So today's topic is called Develop yourself, you know, because if everyone, put this way, put it in the right conception, should I say, okay? If everyone can develop, if anything can be developed, you know, if someone can develop another thing or whatever the case may be, in other words, you can also develop yourself, you know. I mean, like, develop your mindset, you know. Technically, I feel like everything's developed, okay? So, there will be tough times in life. You just gotta, you know, be courageous. Okay, so what I'm trying to say is that you gotta, as long as you are living this world, you gotta learn how to be what's called this, to face the toughness that the world brings. You know, well, life. Technically, as I said before, you are life. When you're dead, there's no point saying life is hard when you're dead, obviously. So you gotta develop your weaknesses. You gotta make them stronger. You gotta develop your strength, make it stronger. So you gotta be developed and develop who you are, if you know who you are. But my point is development happens everywhere. Okay, everything is being developed. So why can't you develop yourself? You know. Why can't you encourage yourself? Why can't you push yourself to a limit? Why can't you do the most when it's needed? Okay. So self-development is crucial. The same way as self-love is the self-respect is the, so self-development is also should be there. Should be in that list, should I say. Okay. Cause, without self-development, it means that you have no vision, no goal, no, you know, no understanding, all that stuff. But self-development is very crucial because you got to develop your mindset, okay? You got to develop the way you see things. You got to develop the way you tackle things in life. You got to develop how you handle different situations that come through your life, you know? Because everything happens out of nowhere, unfortunately. We don't, we can't tell what to happen tomorrow or what can happen the next minute, next second. Can't tell because it's untold. So you gotta develop yourself to handle and to tackle unforeseen circumstances. Yep, that's the right word. You gotta develop yourself to tackle unforeseen circumstances that can hit you randomly. So you gotta have the kind of mindset, you know, the mindset, the kind of goals, the kind of self-development. Okay, so developing yourself, or should I say self-development, also falls under the criteria of self-love, self-respect, self-courage, should I say. So, obviously, it's yourself, but you also got to develop, you know, because everything develops, so you got to develop yourself and push yourself to the limit. Now, basically, that's what I'll be talking about today, self-development, okay? So, for now, that's just me explaining the topic. For now, let's jump into our first song, then when you come back, you're gonna tackle the whole concept of developing yourself. See you at the first track. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. It's a Be Inspired Show, Radio Native FM. If you're tuning in, welcome to a Be Inspired Show. Hopefully everyone's good. And hopefully you guys enjoy this song. So obviously, before the first track of the day, I was talking about self-development, you know, develop yourself. The most interesting about that conception is that, you know, you find people out there who are great at playing guitar, and like, yeah, I myself play guitar, but you find people out there who are good at playing guitar, and all the stuff, and the thing is, some people even developed a new set of skill when it comes to, you know, playing guitar. Like B.B. King, he created what we call bending. Okay, when you bend the strings, it creates a different sound. So obviously, before he created that in the blues, people couldn't bend strings. But now, since he's playing guitar, with time, he developed bending. So in other words, when you play electric guitar and then you bend that note, it creates a different sound, different vibration. You get what I'm saying? So that before never happened until B.B. King came up with it. But the whole point is that for him to get there, he had to develop his skills in guitar. You gotta say, he's developing skills in guitar. You know, and then other people, when he came to that, other people developed other things, you know, like percussion. People who play acoustic guitar, they add a bit of percussion in the rhythm guitar. So that's development. So whatever you have, whatever type of skill that you have that you contain, you can actually develop it, you know, because in reality, no one is born. No one is born to be a good doctor. All this stuff, and you know, all those skills had to be learned. All those skills have to be developed. Okay, but you know, just to add on that, you know, like your players like Ronaldo and Messi, the difference between those two. Messi got talent. Ronaldo is a very hard worker. It's a very big difference. But obviously, even though Messi has talent, he has to develop his skills more and more and more. And Ronaldo had to work harder and harder and harder because he's determined to become the best in the world. Obviously, 5-time Ballon d'Or and records he broke. And right now, he just broke another record of being the first man in the world to score in every World Cup. But anywho, every skill is developed, you know. So obviously, that takes some self-development to improve in whatever skill you do into in whatever industry you're working in, or whether you're a doctor, you know. For you to be the best in what you do, you gotta keep developing, okay? Because I always say this: just because you can't do something doesn't mean you can't learn it. Okay, in other words, just because you can't play guitar doesn't mean that you can't learn it. Just because you cannot play any instrument doesn't mean you cannot learn it. Because all those people who play guitar learned it. Okay, everyone had to learn something. We all learn things from each other. It doesn't mean that just because they're good at it doesn't mean that they never struggled in the beginning. So we all learn something. Okay, so they learned it and they developed skills, anything. So the more they played it, the more they were consistent. They develop different skills and they develop different ways of playing. You know, a lot of people can play guitar, but the difference is how they play the guitar. See the kind of sounds they produce when they play the instrument. Okay, because I can have 5 people here playing guitar, but you hear different sound. Why? Because of how they're playing it. Even though they're playing on the same key and then same note, it's just that they developed a certain skill towards that that instrument they're playing. You see, because the thing is, you cannot set out to be like someone else. Okay. You cannot set out to be like someone else. You should be yourself, okay? Develop yourself, you know. Develop your set of skills. Improve on what you already have, already know. Keep doing it. Keep pursuing it. And the more you do it, the more you notice other things, and the more you develop a different type of skill, okay? So the thing is, a lot of people can do the same thing, but how they do it makes a difference, because no one can do the same. No, best way to make the example, when it comes to directors, there's a lot of good directors out there, like Michael Bay. My favorite one is Stephen Spielberg. Now, for example, let me give an example. Imagine I give 5 directors the same movie. let me just say Transformers, for example. And then I said that they must direct this movie. Funny enough, they will all direct the same movie, but it won't come out the same. So in other words, everyone will have, each and every director would have had added their own specific thing there, their own different, or their own imagination, in that even though they all direct the same movie, it just won't come out the same at all, whether you like it or not. It won't come out the same because everyone has different views, everyone has different ideas, okay? So no matter how many times a movie comes out, even though it's the same movie, when it's different directors, there's something different inside the movie. Okay, why? Because of imagination and all that stuff. So right, because of the different set of skills that they have and how they see or portray that those specific scenes that happen in the movie. So it's never gonna be the same, even though it's literally the same movie. There'll be things that are different there that maybe you will pick up, or probably not pick up if you're not paying attention, obviously. But there's always going to be something different. I can assure you of that. So basically, that's the whole concept. So we can never be the same. We can never think the same. So that's why mindset is crucial, because mindset makes you think differently. Okay. Mindset makes you think differently. It makes you see things differently. It makes you come out of ideas that are good and bad at the same time, but as long as you think of an idea, it's a good thing. So if you can focus on developing your mindset more and more, you have a certain way of thinking of problems, because the thing is, problems are there, but they're not there to stay, you know. They're like a wind, they just pass by. Okay? They pass by. They're only gonna stay there if you don't do anything about it, but if you do something about it, they just blow in your way, in other words. They just happen to be blowing in your direction, in other words. So in other words, those are blowing everyone's direction, because everyone has a good day and a bad day. But the point is this, in whatever skill you have, in whatever industry you are in, whatever you are doing, if you're consistent on it, and if you develop it more and more and more, you would do something different. Even though there are so many people who do the exact same thing that you do, but just because you developed a different skill in that skill, you will add something different. And that is what people are looking for. Okay? That's what people are looking for. They're looking for something different in everything that we're doing, basically. That little difference that you add in that makes a big difference in the world, in other words. Because if we have all directors doing the same movie, if we don't spot any different in them, then there's an issue. There might be something different, even though they're all directing the same movie. Okay, so that's, in other words, that's the kind of skill that each director has developed and through the years of the directing. And the way they see things, you know. Like, okay, I won't lie to you, I enjoy Michael Bay's movies. The way he directs is interesting for me, because there's a lot of action. Okay, I'm more of action. When it comes to romance and all this stuff, not my thing. I'm more of action. You know? I mean, I want to see fights. I want to see kung fu and stuff like that. You know, just want to see niggas bleeding there, all that stuff. That's my category when it comes to movies. Okay, action, 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 action. I want to see stuff blow up. Get what I'm saying? Cars transforming, or, you know, people flying, jumping out of planes, whatever the case may be, you know, like Mission Impossible stuff, okay? So that's me, that's my category when it comes to movies. When it comes to rom-com and all that stuff, not my thing, but action and comedy, yeah, I can deal with that. But mostly action. I like fighting stuff, I like fighting, mostly fighting, you know. Kung Fu movies as well, you know, your Tony Jaa, your Jack Lee, your Jackie Chan, stuff like that. Martial arts, Chinese martial arts. That's me. Action movies is what I deal with. So, on that note, obviously, the point is this, not every director would direct the same movie the same way. There will always be that different specification happening in that specific movie. So, obviously, in other words, through years and time of directing, those directors have developed a certain skill that they see it and you cannot see it, because it's been developed through the years. So, I think it's the more if you do the same thing for a long time, in other words, you're developing it. So, so it's not, it's, the thing is, you're not only developing it, it's also developing you to see it in a different way. Which is why experience is a good thing, you know. These are people who have a lot of experience on one thing, they can do it with their eyes closed, okay? Because now, they develop that kind of skill into a certain point where, you know, they can't go any further, or maybe they can, you know, push past the limit, but it's all about that. So, so if you focus on the same skill, it doesn't develop, not only the skill develops, but it also develops you to see things differently in that specific skill, okay? Like I said before, I can put a group of guys here playing guitar in the same note, in the same key, but we're all gonna play differently, because we're all gonna add something different based on how we develop our skill on playing guitar. You get what I'm saying? So you gotta develop yourself, so you gotta keep developing. Okay, just don't stay in your comfort zone. Just because you know one thing doesn't mean that you can't learn something else, you know? I feel like it's better to always try something new. Just me specifically. Because the more things you try, the more things you learn, the more skills you develop along the way, you see. So experience does make a good thing, but trying new things is always better. And developing and continue to develop in whatever you're doing, you know. And develop yourself also, you know, your mentality, you know. No athlete was born to be good, you know. It took determination to be as good as Usain Bolt. And all those other athletes. So I'm not a big fan of Olympics, but you get my point. So, you know, it takes some development to do such. It takes some determination to do such. It takes a lot of hard work to achieve things that seem impossible because you're told impossible. Okay, so you gotta keep developing yourself in anything that you're doing, okay? Because whatever you're doing, you don't only develop, but it also kind of develops you in a way. Think about it. Think about it, okay? So on that note, so obviously, that's what I'm talking about now. But now we're gonna continue. There's a lot of things that I'd like to touch on about self-development. So we're gonna continue to the second track. When we come back, we're gonna, you know, finish everything up, and that's it. So let's jump to the second track of the day, and then when I come back with the rest of self-development.
Selling the man to all the way, no one get to love. wadula ungabothula mawuthi bekwenzeli izinto ezinhle ungabothula ungabothula tjela lo nalo 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 ungabothula ungabothula.
Welcome back, boys and girls. It's the Beans by Show, right? Joining to the FM. I hope you guys enjoyed the soundtrack of the day. And we're going to continue with what we've been talking about the whole day. But now, on that note, I wanted to say something. Someone once said to me that if you want happiness, you got to get rid of laziness. Let me repeat that. If you want happiness, you've got to get rid of laziness. Okay, so basically, when that person told me that, give me a lot to think about. So in other words, he's saying that if you're lazy, you're not going to be happy because you're not doing anything to make yourself happy, in other words. And, you know, we all have that day. I feel like we all have those days where you feel lazy, all that stuff. So, but for me, that is just a mindset that we should, what's the word, get rid of. Okay. being lazy doesn't get anyone anywhere. In other words, it doesn't help in any situation. You know, if you want food, you go and cook. If you want food, you go and buy. If you want something, in other words, you gotta do something to get that. Even if you want to go take a shower, whatever the case may be, you gotta do something. So there's always action in what you want. In other words, so whatever it is you want, you must gotta put action. So if you're lazy and then the whole concept, then there won't be any action in what you want. Because even if you want to eat, you must go cook or get the food or go do something to actually put something in your mouth. Okay, so whatever it is that you think you want or whatever it is that you know you want, there's gotta be some action to actually have what it is, you know. If you wanna be a doctor, you gotta study. Okay, if you want to be the best player in the world, you got to practice every day. You know, like Ronaldo, Ronaldo was, back in the day when he was in his 20s, earlier stages of sports in Lisbon, he was the first on practice and he was the last to leave. Every time you practice in sporting, so it was the first day and it's the last to leave. So that's because obviously he wanted to be the best, and he did, and he is technically. And he is the best in the world. Five-time Ballon d'Or and a lot. So in other words, in whatever thing that you want, there's got to be action before it happened. So if you want something, you must put action behind it. Otherwise, if you don't put action behind it, you're not going to get what you want. Because talk is cheap, you know. Someone said, don't talk, just act. Okay, so you gotta act in what you want. If you don't act in what you want, you're not gonna get what you want. Otherwise, you keep saying that I want this and want that and want that, and that's all. That's where it's going to end. it won't go further than our does. The only way it will or can go further is when you put action behind that conception of or the term I want. Even if you want food, you got to cook or get the food. It won't come to you directly. See? So whatever you want, you got to put an action behind it. Otherwise, don't talk, just act. Okay, so obviously, you got to have that kind of mindset that if you want something, you go for it. Okay. And this is why I say laziness is not an option. So you got to get up and do something. Okay. Things are not going to change if you keep saying that you want them to change. We can all talk and talk and talk for years, and you can even talk until you get gray hair, go blue, go old, grow old. Talk is not going to change a thing unless you put action towards it. Get what I'm saying? The reason why I say talk is cheap. Yeah. Talk is very cheap. Only when you act, the money comes with action. In other words, if you want money, get money. Make money. So money comes with action. So that's why I say talking is cheap. Money comes with action. In other words, yeah, it's interesting. But end of the day, if you want something, you gotta go get it. If you want a girl, you gotta go get it. If you want that, go get it. It's up to you. End of the day, it's a decision that we have to make. Because technically, I feel like from the time we wake up until the time we sleep, or that whole process in between, we make decisions, you know. We decide to go to school or not. We decide to go eat or not. We decide to go to work or not. We decide to, whatever the case may be, the whole process, as long as you're awake, you keep making decisions. No matter if they're big or small. At the end of the day, it's the decision that you make, okay? So you'd be amazed on how many decisions you make per day. You'd be amazed. End of the day, those decisions can be good or bad, but the fact that you make decisions is something that cannot be erased. You know, you can't say that today I'm not going to decide anything. Today I'm just gonna live life as it is. No. You make decisions every single day, but obviously, you can't make decisions while you're fast asleep because your brain is working, but your body is not functioning. So you can make decisions based on that. Only when you're awake, from the time you wake up until the time you sleep, and the whole process in between, you're full of making decisions, good or bad. Some will prosper you, some will destroy you. At the end of the day, it's still a gamble. Okay? As long as we are awake, we make decisions. That's all we do. Okay, we decide to watch this, decide to do that, decide to go see this, to see who everyone to see or talk to everyone to talk to. End of the day, it's a decision. So that's how it is. Every single day, we make decisions. Some people make decisions that end their life. Some people make decisions that obviously grow their life. End of the day, we all make decisions. It's something that we have to live with until the day we die. Making decisions, good or bad, you know, believing in God or not believing in God, it's up to you. It's a decision that you have to make on your own, okay? But at the end of the day, just know that some decisions have good consequences, some have bad consequences, you know. One decision can actually end your life in a matter of seconds and days. It's just something that you don't know, but at the end of the day, it's still a decision that you have to make. Okay, so my point is, if we make decisions every day of our life, why can't you choose or decide to develop yourself, you know? That is also a decision that you have to choose. End of the day, it's your life, it's your body, it's your mindset, it's you, okay? No one can be you, there's only one of you in this world, so it's you, so it's your decision to make end of the day. So why don't you choose to develop yourself? Why don't you choose to be different? Why don't you choose to build yourself, okay? Build yourself, because if you have someone that builds you every day, you like it, but what happens if they're not there the next day? So you gotta learn how to develop yourself, develop your skills, develop your mindset more specifically. I keep saying that because it's crucial. So you gotta learn a lot of things, you know. You gotta develop. Inner development. That's even a word. But you gotta develop the way you see things, the way you think of things, the way you decide on things. You know, I know someone who, it's a long time ago. I know someone who each time they feel like they have to make a big decision, they pray about it. So yeah, that's what. Well, that's the decision that she took to take. So she said to me once that when she wants to make a big decision, that it seems like these decisions that she has to make, it seems very important and impossible for her to do on her own. She prays about it, and then she takes from there. So that's how she handles big decisions, you know. So she prays about it. But that's her. Because everyone has their own way of doing things or handling things or making decisions. Because some people go to people for advice based on the decision they want to make. And then they gather the information, and then they decide, okay, because they're not sure. You know, the thing is, we human beings, if you're not sure about what to do on earth or how to make the decisions, we try to get information from different people to think of what they would do or how they would have done it or what kind of decision they would have made. So we try to get information from them, and then, obviously, you make your final decision because it seems like the decision is hard for you to make. So that's why we go for advice and say, this and this and this, what would you do? This and that, what would you do? And then based on the information and the answers that specific person gives you, that's when you decide to make your own decision. Be okay, like, okay, fine. From that, I can make this decision. So that's what we do sometimes, you know. And then how she just go prays about it, and then that's how she makes her decisions. End of the day, we all make decisions, whether it be or not, whether we get advice or not. So my point is, why don't you decide to develop yourself, you know, develop your skills, develop your mindset, crucial. There's a lot of things that you can do, okay, so end of the day, it's still your decision as a person, and it's how you want it to be, okay. Remember I said before, if you want something, you gotta act on it. If there's no action behind the word, behind what you want, you're not gonna get it. Okay, so that's all I have for today, but just know that developing yourself is very crucial because everyone has to do it, okay? No one can be good at what they do if they don't develop themselves, okay? I won't lie to you. Ronaldinho Gaúcho, that guy was too much. Ronaldinho Gaúcho, Brazilian footballer, the legend. He's just one legend. So he, I don't know. I feel like he was born to play football because I used to them good. So in other words, okay, he's talented. I won't ask you. But I feel like even though he was talented, he had to develop. You know, because the more he played, the more experience he got. So he developed new skills during his whole playing career in football. Because if you watch that guy play, my goodness, that guy was just too much. I consider him the best player in the world. Okay, even though he didn't win many Ballon d'Ors as others, but when it comes to dribbling, that guy was just, I don't know, out of this world. But obviously he was talented, that's one thing, but the more he played, the better he became, should I say, in the specific conception. The better became, so in other words, his skill was developed by playing, obviously. So he also developed his skills and as well as he developed himself. Okay. Just that when it came to dribbling, that guy was just too much. He was just too much. Okay. But now that's what I'm doing for me. I consider him the best because, yeah. AG was just a lot. Now, basically, that's what I'm doing for you. But obviously, he was talented though. Even though he's talented, he had to develop, you know, and develop his skills more and also develop himself to handle such, you know, good things like that. So we all can do it. Anyone can do it. And everyone can develop themselves. But now, yeah, that's all I have for you today. You just got to keep believing yourself, you know. Everything's also possible. Everything is possible as long as you put your mind to it. So let me leave you with that conception. So, and then I'm going and it's time for me to disappear. Always I'll be back, same place, same time, same location. Right here next to the FM. So, obviously, this is Gentle Moon. As I always say, that the unpredictability of life will always remain unpredictable, but everyone needs and deserves a little bit of inspiration. Check you guys next time. Enjoy the last track. Bye.
Them boys, they mention my name. More than they killing feet. Sharing one thing on in common. I'm what they couldn't be. Moving like snakes in the grass. I'm on alert. Last time I gave them a chance, it was the first. Who? Which one of them? Tone is like two. Y'all better drop a protect, cause my time is like. That took forever to let you know just how I move. These days they judge what they can't do. Always new ways, chrome hearts too. So worry about me, focus about you. I had epiphany, Tiffany missing me. Asking me questions, they trying to get rid of me. Hating that work and then went with another lie. I wish you well, cause you're not one of mine. Them boys, they mention my name. More than they killing me. Sharing one thing, all in common. I'm what they couldn't be. Moving like snakes in the grass. I'm on alert. Last time I gave them a chance, it was the first. Nah, it was the last. Foot on the neck and the gas. I must adapt. Change is important, that's facts. Quit riding waves. Hit me tomorrow and love me today. Don't reminisce. We send the shots and we do not miss.
Tell you what I'm gonna give you, snakes.
What are they gonna give us?
Drop and protect. They just lost all my respect. Hard and pull up with the left. You can't recover, what's next? My boys, they move with the tech. They think I'm done. They keep on playing with the kid. They just my sons. Talking like that could get hit. Them boys, they mention my name. More than they killing feet. Sharing one thing all in common. I'm what they couldn't be. Moving like snakes in the grass. I'm on alert. Last time I gave them a chance, it was a first.
Time and time and time again, I know that I saw my sins. You don't see my sin no more.
Haven't you heard? It's the Netflix of radio.
Radio has never been better.